What is the most exciting thing that you can say being with a professional basketball player has been for you? Anybody?
Repeat the question.
What's the most exciting thing? I would have to say that the fact that they're in shape and the sex is the fucking bomb.
Okay.
Yes.
Until they're like,
no. I need my legs. Who's saying, oh, that shit?
Well,
you know that they're like,
Hold on.
Do you hear this?
Yeah.
Now, wait. I've never heard other women say that. I thought it was just before we got married, it would be game day, and it's like, I want to do something, but I can't.
Right. They just say my legs.
Right.
I need my legs, babe. I'm like,
yeah.
You got two, baby.
Your legs
well,
Because
we can the legs after.
So they need to be tensed up.
Mm-hmm. Or else they'll get weak in the legs. Well, my man was retired when we met, so, but I know.
He still needed
to be
overly relaxed before they play. You know, they want to be like,
it takes a lot out of them. Yeah, it drains them.
Well, I'll say this. My son's father is like 6'9", 6'10". I have a beautiful, handsome 8-year-old boy, and he's tall as hell. I thank him for my beautiful child.
That's amazing. So is this supposed to be sexual?
Anything.
Okay, yeah. If he bought you a car, I mean, I've had all these things, but I don't know. You guys have
Well, I have something special. Because with Byron being 58 years old, 58, retired,
mm-hmm.
coaching,
yeah.
hasn't played. He's got pretty much almost the same body fat that he had.
Right.
Back when he played, he's only about 5% more than what he had.
Wow.
He keeps himself in shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like amazing. All muscle.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Plus, I've seen some.
What I appreciate with dating an athlete, especially Kwame, is being able to watch him at his craft. Like, because I play sports too, so it actually turns me on seeing him out there and mastering his craft. And then, like, we go to the gym together. He don't like it, but I've been making him shoot his free throws because he's a big, you know what I mean? Like, that's different. Like, that bond, I don't think, like, you can get that with just anybody. You know what I mean? So it makes me feel special.
So what's the craziest date you guys ever been on? This is the last of the questions, then we gonna chat some other.
Probably when he flew me to Greece when we first started dating.
What'd you guys do in Greece when you flew
me? Like rabbits.
See, and that's where I'm about to go. I heard Greece, you know.
Anywhere where there's water. If there's no water, it's romantic, but it's like,
okay.
But you go somewhere where there's water,
girl.
There's always water.
There's always water. I bring the water.
I think that's the
experience. The traveling
is.
Cause I can't pick a date. Like we had date in Paris. We had date sent in Jerusalem.
Right.
We had date.
Right.
You know, all over
Dubai.
World.
I mean, like 35 countries.
I mean, not a lot of people say that. That's a blessing.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
for sure.
And it doesn't stop if they end up doing another sport.
Right.
You got Byron. He's now golfing.
What?
So we get invited to all kinds of sexy countries just because he golfs and because of basketball.
Well, invite me next time, baby. I'm looking for a husband.
There you go.
You know, I just thought of something and asked me to ask you guys this. I've experienced this. I don't know if you guys have, but have you ever been accused of, well, why are you tripping so hard? He's the one out there on the court shooting. You ain't. Mm-hmm. Have y'all experienced that? Like people feeling that way? But it's like, but
no,
we don't want to be out
there. What career you have as a man, the woman holds the house down, cooks, cleans. If you could do it all by yourself, they probably wouldn't be able to do it. Clothes is not ready when I'm going out of town.
The imposter.
You're hungry.
You're like an assistant for them.
Right. There you go. Right.
Like, you're like an assistant.
Yeah. Right. It has to be like, yeah. The 8 cars wash in one day?
Right. Can you ship the cars? Can you cut the house? We're leaving for the season.
Right.
We're going home. The world. Don't be in
stuff. I feel like sometimes what they do is they work hard, they bring in the money, and they expect us to do everything else.
Well, see, I don't mind doing it. Whatever I can do to carry my weight, but I know what you're saying.
But it has to be a man that's pulling his weight.
His weight. That's right.
So I'm not. I want to
guilty of this. So when I first started, well, yeah, I guess it was when we first started dating. So I really didn't have to do anything. I wasn't working. And but that doesn't, you know, it wasn't really fulfilling, but that's not my point. So, you know, I felt bad because he was like going, busting his ass, they would have shoot around, he would come back home, you know, then go to a game. And so I would know what time shoot around would be over and how long it would take to get from the facility. I felt bad about like being in a bed chilling and not having anything to do. So I was like, okay, it's almost 10:30. Let me get my ass up. Act like I'm busy. I'm going to the gym. I would be asleep. Me and my dog would be in a bed. I would be on a good dream.
I have to ask this. What's the most lavish gift you've ever received from your significant other?
Penis.
Penis? I love that. That's priceless.
Don't stop. They don't stop.
I gotta get this right here. My baby daddy said it comes with the territory. I was like,
don't stop. I don't use that word.
Stop. 1, 2, and...